The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Star Wars 7x7 episode 2932. So this story came out a few days ago, and I've been waiting to see if anything additional would come out about it, anything that would build on it, that would complement it, that would contradict it, and nothing really. So we're gonna run with it. And it has to do with Taika Waititi's Star Wars movie. Punch it. Hey Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voivod and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy, and thank you so much for joining me for it. So last week in the Hollywood Reporter's Heat Vision column, the folks there said that Taika Waititi's Star Wars movie may be further along than he's been giving the impression of in various interviews that he's been given, because of course he's been doing press for Thor Love and Thunder, and as we all know, if you're at all involved in Star Wars, it doesn't matter what else you're working on, when you're being interviewed, you're going to be asked about Star Wars, right? So he's been talking about how, you know, he's still working on the script and hasn't given the impression that he's very far along on it. And that's by no means a criticism. That's a recognition of the fact that he's been getting Thor, Love, and Thunder ready for theaters. So yeah, he's had a much more pressing priority by comparison. So that brings us to the Hollywood Reporter rumor mill, and they say multiple sources are telling them that the project is eyeing an early 2023 start. And the tidbit report concludes with a rather snarky line that says, quote, "God knows plans can shift with Lucasfilm is the usual caveat, of course," unquote. But putting the snark aside and having looked at a lot of the reporting that's been happening over the last couple of months, it does seem like Taika Waititi's movie is moving ahead of Patty Jenkins's in the Star Wars movie queue. Now, to the best of my knowledge, I have not found a new Disney release calendar, so we're still looking at the one from April that shows Rogue Squadron in December of 2023, and then an untitled Star Wars in December 2025, and an untitled Star Wars in December 2027. That is likely to change. And considering that tidbit from the Hollywood Reporter, if it's accurate, if it is the way that they say it is, then the earliest we could possibly get the next Star Wars movie would be Memorial Day weekend of 2024, which, by the way, there's something already on the calendar for Disney with that one. It says it's an untitled 20th century film, so a Fox movie. But of course, that movie could be shifted around at will. I mean, that's no big deal for Disney, right? They can do whatever they want with it. So the real question, the real mystery is, what shape is that script in, right? Taika Waititi and Christy Wilson-Cairns are writing the script for this Star Wars movie, and we've been given the impression that it's not that far along. Maybe that's the case, maybe it isn't. So I'm going to swing back to what we were doing with Rogue Squadron and comparing it to The Force Awakens and the production timelines and how they might potentially be similar, and see if we can apply what was going on with The Force Awakens to what may be going on with Taika Waititi and Christy Wilson-Cairns' film. In looking back at The Force Awakens, well, let's go even further back. So when George Lucas was in talks for selling the company to Disney, he had already worked on a treatment for a sequel trilogy, and there had already been conversations with Michael Arndt about writing the scripts for those. So that was already in the works, and it was in November of 2012 that Michael Arndt was officially announced as the screenwriter for The Force Awakens. It wasn't until January of 2013 that the concept art team really got down to business. Now, the concept artists knew a couple of things. They knew that the movies were going to be set 30 years ahead, so they got to visualize a galaxy that would be 30 years down the line from what we saw in the original trilogy. They also knew that there were going to be two new characters, Akira and a Sam, that of course would turn out to be Rey and Finn eventually. But as you might recall, Michael Arndt worked on the script for several months and ultimately left the project, and the script was rewritten by J.J. Abrams and Larry Kasdan. Kasdan. That didn't get completed until the end of 2013 / beginning of 2014. So, knowing all of that, how can we extrapolate it to Taika Waititi's movie? Well, one of the things that we can consider is the fact that the concept art folks have probably been focused a lot on Rogue Squadron, and so if they've been doing any development work up until this point, it's probably been focused on the stuff that they've been gleaning from the in-process scripts that Patty Jenkins has been working on. That means if Taika's movie is the one that's going forward and really going to start in early 2023, the concept art team has to be pivoting right now to start thinking about what Taika's movie is going to be, which means that he has to be far enough along in the idea stage, along with Christy Wilson Cairns, to be able to give them some idea of the kind of concept art the concepts they should be developing and working on. And that's got to be possible because Taika and Christy probably have made some kind of pitch. They didn't just say, hey, give us a Star Wars movie, and Kathleen Kennedy says, yeah, sure, do what you want, right? Like, there's got to be something out there already about this that the concept art team can really dig into and get working on. So if we were to assume that early 2023 means the first quarter of 2023, then yes, it is actually possible that they could be ready with a completed script and with completed concepts to really kick it into high gear. The thing is that they'll need, you know, production design and costume design and casting and other departments to get up and running as well. Which basically means that we'd be looking roughly at a principal photography phase starting like this time next year, basically. Which means that if all goes according to a similar timetable as The Force Awakens did, the movie could theoretically be ready in time for Christmas of 2024, probably not until early 2025. But then there's the thorny question of Avatar 3, which is on the calendar for December of 2024. And chances are that's not gonna move unless James Cameron is editing like crazy around having, you know, done Avatar 2 and working on Avatar 3 at the same time and thinks that he could get one out in 1 year and one out in the next year. I don't know. I mean, suppose it's possible, but yeah, it definitely creates some complication for things. And, you know, at this rate, you'd almost want to see them move a little bit slower on the Star Wars front. And so maybe it won't be until December of 2025 after all. Meanwhile, they've got a lot on their plate with Disney Plus, as we've talked about many times before on the podcast. They've got a full slate for 2023 and probably something pretty strong for 24 as well. Of course, Disney Plus is the priority of Lucasfilm and of their parent company these days. But there's also the question of production capacity, of Lucasfilm's ability to manage all of these projects at one time. And they certainly seem to be ramping up their capabilities and able to have multiple projects going at once for Disney Plus. It didn't seem like that was necessarily a strength of theirs when they were working through the sequel trilogy and the standalone films. It seemed like it was a little overwhelming from the outside, but it definitely does seem like they're getting their sea legs now, and maybe it'll be a little bit easier for them to have more projects, more, you know, balls in the air, as it were. Circling back to Taika and Christie's movie, though, it looks like the optimistic answer is that it could be ready by December 2024, other occupants in the Disney release calendar notwithstanding. And I guess we'll have to see what else develops now that Taika has finished his work on Thor: Love and Thunder and can move on with the project at hand, which is a new Star Wars movie, which is definitely exciting to be talking about, because even if we don't know when it's coming, it's still wonderful to know that it's out there in the offing. So there you go. That's what I've got for you on today's episode of the podcast. And it just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for it, as always. And may the Force be with you wherever in the world you may be.
7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyright 2021 by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.